The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Next, James and Betty remind us that we all have dreams that God fulfills.
I want you to write down dreams that you had, that you've seen fulfilled. I want you to write down dreams in your children's life, because you would say that seeing our children blessed and their dreams fulfilled thrills us. That's one of our dreams. I want you to write down your dreams, but then I want you to make a big switch. Well, I'm telling you, I like that picture. I like that girl. Some of you say, well, we wish it was just her. Betty, I love you.
I love you, too. Welcome to Life Today. We love you so much, and we appreciate you joining us every day. And I hope you're blessed when you join us. Thank you so much for all the help you give Life Outreach so the purposes of God are fulfilled. And we just want you to know how important God wants you to know how important you are to Him. You may not be in the limelight like a lot of people are. You may not get noticed for what you do a lot, but I'm going to tell you something. God notices, and that's what matters.
And boy, does He ever. You talk about putting God's loving arms around people that never, ever thought they'd be noticed. You know, when we have saved over 17 million little children's lives in Africa and many more in other countries, and I love every one of those little kids. I've adopted them forever. I mean, there were many of them, Betty, that had lost their parents, and they crawled up in my lap and started rubbing my face, and they were afraid of adults. And my favorite picture is a little Rwandan orphans in my lap. And when I looked at it, I said, I think Jesus received the children like that. We've got this beautiful bronze of Jesus and the children. We're giving everybody that helps us drill water wells for little children. I'm holding this here because the title of the article is, How Can We Best Show Our Wives How Much We Love Them? At the bottom of the article, I say that Stormy O'Mardian asked me, would I write an article about my wife for her book, The Power of a Praying Husband. And I heard from someone that's experiencing a horrific divorce process, and he said, I read this article. Hey, James, God, I can't tell you what it did for my life. And that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about seeing dreams fulfilled. But I want you to go to the stream, because these are the smartest people on the planet. And they all diverse. I mean, they love God. We have some Jewish people, like Dennis Prager, who walked out of this studio shouting after saying it here in the set. He walked out. Christianity is the only hope freedom has. Christianity is the only hope freedom has. He said it three times. He said it here. He's an Orthodox Jew, but Christianity, it's a force because it reveals God the Father in our lives through Jesus. And Satan hates it. Well, we have Jewish writers. We have Catholic and Protestant and Evangelical. All the different groups pointing to the truth of God. The stream is giving you the brightest Bible-based, Bible-centered, biblical worldview people on the planet. We've been 7 years, and so far, we're not aware of any error other than punctuation or spelling being exposed. And if we ever made a mistake, we correct it immediately. Immediately, and we thank you. It's a gift from God. Stream.org. Make it your homepage. Read what, and you may have to go back now because, you know, it's going to be a little bit later because we always tape ahead of time because we save so much money with the editing process. And you'll have to go back to find it. Or they may put it over here under recommended. But go there every day because we're going to deal with the issues from God's point of view, the biblical point of view, from our founder's point of view and from irrefutable proof historically of the blessings of God's principles, unshakable principles, historically confirmed. You do them, you're blessed, you fail. The consequences are undeniably catastrophic, what we're seeing today. I want you to do something. I want you to think about your dreams. Betty, would you say that every parent that loves their children would like to see their children's dreams fulfilled?
Absolutely. That has always been my heart, and always been my heart to be a wife and a mother that could bring her children up to love God the way that he deserves to be loved. And so I put my whole heart and my mind into that, and I haven't regretted a moment of it. But I also see now that God had greater things ahead for my life and my journey. Not that those lessened at all. They're still precious to me. But as we grow and as we mature in the Lord, He gives us things as we are able to accept it and to be able to do the work in us that He wants to do.
Would you say that one of the greatest joys, if you would say one of the greatest dreams in my life, I want to be a mother and wife, has been to see my babies and my grandbaby, my grandchildren, grandbabies. When you hold those little children, not just our little miracle baby Robin, but when you held Randy, the adopted son that you, she drove to the airport to pick me up. She said, I sure hope he likes him, because I've only had him a couple of days, but I sure do love him. Boy, do I like him. He's our host with Sheila right here. Thank you, God, for Randy. But our Rhonda was a blessing that was indescribable. Would you call that a dream when we had her?
Absolutely. Absolutely. She fulfilled everything in my heart that I could ever imagine.
And when you see our children married and having children, our grandchildren, you see their joy like their dreams fulfilled?
Absolutely.
And every time we have a grandbaby, is another dream fulfilled?
I feel like it just keeps getting better and better. They can post pictures on Facebook. I'm on Facebook for my family because I want to see what they're doing. I want to keep up with them. And they post pictures of these precious great-grandchildren. And I just get the biggest smile on my face just looking at them. Just makes my day because I know that it's God's blessings. It's the reason every one of them are here and that we can enjoy them and watch them grow in the Lord.
I want to just say to you, if you say that our kids, our grandkids, they break our heart, God, I want you to touch those children and grandchildren. And I want you to start healing broken hearts. And you want somebody to pray with you that loves you, that number's for you. We love you. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to write down dreams that you had that you've seen fulfilled. I want you to write down dreams in your children's life, because you would say that seeing our children blessed and their dreams fulfilled thrills us. That's one of our dreams. I want you to write down your dreams, but then I want you to make a big switch, because this is the greatest switch in understanding of my life. I didn't have a father. I never had, way to go, good catch, good run, good job. I didn't hear it. God has let me know that I won't leave your den. I'll always be in your den. I'm always going to be in your car. I said, why? He said, I'm everywhere. But my manifest presence is going to be in your passenger seat. I'm not leaving your car. I'm not leaving anywhere you are. I'm not leaving your den. I said, what's the deal? I want you to hear from me what you never heard from your father. I'm proud of you. Every time you deliver my love and my truth, and you inspire me, I'm saying, way to go. I'd like for everybody to hear me say, way to go. But he said, you want to know the real reason that I just don't ever want my presence and the manifestation of it to get very far away from it. It's not going to. He said, because James, when you and Betty got married and you surrendered to preach, you both said, we believe Jesus meant it when he said, if you want to find life, lose it for my sake. And you and Betty said as teenagers, we want to lose our life for Jesus. But he said, James, in the last years, you've come to realize that the total message that even the disciples didn't get, but at Pentecost it got them. It's you find life in all of its fullness and its fruitfulness and all of its power and potential when you lose it for my kingdom purpose. Not for the next kingdom. That's settled. No enemy, no disease, no death, indescribable life. In this present kingdom, which the earth is mine, it's my garden. I wanted you to be overseers, not just of Eden, but the whole garden, because the heaven and earth is mine. And starting right off, the liars, Lucifer, Satan, who came to be God without God by casting aside everything I say and everything I am. It didn't take long for two of the kids to kill, have murder, start dividing into tribes, joining together in unity to do the awful. I had to scatter their language to just keep them from being so powerful that they could do nothing but build the devil's kingdom. So I told you I want you to oversee my kingdom well. And then I showed you in Jesus that the kingdom of heaven is at hand and it's in you and it can take over and you can lose your will in my kingdom purpose to find it. He said, James, you got it. It got you like the disciples through the book of Acts. They shook everything on this earth with kingdom power. Nothing could stop them. Nothing was off limits. Not academics, not entertainment, not business, not wealth, not religion, nothing. They impacted the whole world and opened the door for truth to prevail time and again, for my reign to come on the just and the unjust because you put my principles in place and this nation was born. And he said, what you saw is losing your life for my kingdom purpose is my greatest dream. You began, Betty, and you know it's true. We began to live, and boy, this started in me. It did, didn't it? To see his dream come true. And he said to me, Jesus and I talk quite often, almost with like a giddy kid feeling because Jesus is dead. I think we're going to see your dream come true. What I prayed for in John 17, they'll have a personal relationship with you, my Father, and they'll be sanctified, purified, not divided, not beat up with your word, but really shaped. And then they will be supernaturally one in supernatural unity, and then the whole world will know they're our family. They're my body. And they're going to walk over the enemy's intention. And your will's going to be done on your earth for your glory. And God said, James, we get excited. And he said, James, I believe you want my will to be done on earth more than you want the next breath. I do. And you can too. That's what he wants. That's what he prayed for, Father. If everyone will say, oh, God, I want your will to be done. Father, I want your will to be done on your earth, your planet, your garden, as it is in heaven. You didn't leave us here to get us out of here. You wanted to bring your will on your earth and in your garden for your glory. And when people see that living Jesus in the body, not just the Jesus in us, but in the body connected, Betty, like we're watching leaders. Have you been amazed at the leaders loving each other?
Absolutely.
What if that happened in Congress? What if that happened in our leadership? That's what birthed the nation. Would you say, God, here I am. Shape the clay into a vessel of honor that you freely flow your unconditional redemptive love through and your transforming truth. Would you say that to him? I give you my life. Amen. I want to see your dream come true. We can not only see our nation turn and miss the iceberg, the Titanic ship of state, not only sail toward safe harbor, but arrive in the safest, most secure, most beneficial harbor in the universe, in the shelter and shadow of the Almighty and the Lord who is our shepherd. No longer scattered by church shepherds building their kingdom, but shepherds who point to the shepherd, the Lord, who leads us to green pastures, who makes up for the years the locusts have eaten, who pours out the former and latter rain, who restores not only our soul, but who actually takes us through the valley, however dark. And we simply move from mountain to mountain. And we find the water of life. And he always provides what we need. And in the presence of our enemies, prepares a table of fellowship and anoints our head continually with the anointing and the joy, the peace of his presence. Don't you want that, Father? Thy will be done on earth through us, your body, as it is in heaven. We lose our life for that purpose, to find it. We want your dream, your dreams to be fulfilled. Join that. Betty, our viewers, to me, are the most amazing people, because every time you watch us, we're going to do our best to deliver water of life to you. We're going to bring the most beautiful speakers, writers, teachers, musicians on the planet who love God and they love their neighbor and they love one another. And we bring the people who've blessed you and we try to bless them and bless you. But you know what you do? You put God's arms around the most overlooked people on the planet. The thirsty, the hungry, the dying, those in bondage. We need you right now. The last week of spring water for life, we need you to make the best gift you can. I want you to watch this and know that the miracle you see needed, you are. The prayers you know are real, you're the answer to. You're the miracle somebody longs for, and it will not fail. Watch very prayerfully, and then you become the miracle.
Water, Earth's most abundant natural resource. Yet, out of this abundance, only a tiny fraction of it is suitable for drinking. And suitable is a loose definition.
This is the water, this is the only water that is available to this village. You can probably see it's absolutely filthy. There's animal waste all around, all gets into the same water. This is unspeakable agony to me. Because the thing that I've seen on this trip is these people are doing absolutely everything they can. They walk as many hours as they have to find some water, and it's not clean water. They cannot do anything else. I wouldn't let my dogs drink this water, and this is all these children have.
While the problem here is serious, the solution is surprisingly simple, and it's already been implemented in this Central American village.
Well, this is a time when I don't mind watching them stand here and pour water over their head because I know it's good water.
That's right. Know? This is a place for which we give great praise to God and gratitude. But we need to drill hundreds of wells like this all over the world. And you can see, if you can't look at these children, look at their faces, look how happy they are, and understand the importance of clean water, it becomes the center of life. Schools spring up. We want children to get an education, and we want them to come and get healthy, clean drinking water.
Thank you, God.
Wow, you know, I watched that and my heart is so touched because I see the tragedy there when they don't have the fresh, clean water. And I see that contaminated disease water. Know what it's going to do to those precious little ones. Eventually, they're going to go, they're going to pass away, they're going to die, and their mothers are going to be so saddened. As I was sitting there watching that, I thought, how many times do I go to the grocery store? And I use bottled water. A lot of us do. Most of us do, probably. And I go and I see on down that aisle all this bottled water. Well, I'm looking for a particular brand because I don't know why water's water, isn't it? But I'm looking for that particular brand, and I think, there it is. I'm going to get that one. And I have a choice to make of everything in that grocery store. But then I think about these mothers, and they go down to the only water source that they have with these buckets just to get water for their families that they might survive one more day. They don't have a choice as to what brand they get. They don't have a choice even to the water source. It's the only source. And they know that that source of water will possibly kill their children. Maybe it's a long, drawn-out death, horrible death. Maybe it's quickly. But whatever, they don't have a chance without the water wells. Will you please join with us and let's drill those water wells? It's a source of life for them. So please join with us again and again and again as you have so many, many times. Maybe this is your first time. What an exciting journey you're on because you'll see the difference that drilling those wells makes. It brings life. It gives life.
When you've seen these little children and how much their mothers love them, and their little babies are their greatest joy because they don't have much stuff to call fun stuff. And when you've seen thousands of these little ones buried in tiny little graves, and then you see what a well does. And it's the miracle cure that never fails. It never fails. I'm asking God to give us the greatest outpouring of love. I believe God has shown me that not just the missionaries and our water scouts, but our drilling rigs are going to find an area, I feel like I've seen this, where they don't even have to move the rigs over rugged terrain. They can just go straight miles. They may have to go across unpaved areas. I think they'll be able to add another 50 wells in one area. And the people won't even have to travel a long way to get to the well we drilled. It'd be right there in their little neighborhood. And that would mean 400 wells. But we're targeted 350 in 20 nations. And by the way, we drill a lot of wells in nations we never talk about, like India and Asian nations and Central America. And it's unbelievable. But we've seen over 17 million little children saved just in Africa. Would you right now go get your bank card or get a check, make it to Life? Get that card, go online, or dial that number where people are calling to be prayed with. Because we love them, and they know it. But you call, be determined to get through, take your bank card. If you could give the $4,800 for a well, please do. Many people tell us that's their greatest joy every year, is drill a well. Thank you. Give a part of a well, $2,400, and say, God, give me someone to match that. We got a well, $1,200, three people join you. $48 gives 10 people water the rest of their life, $144. 30 people. So whatever you can do, do it right now. Use that bank card like a check. Please, we have some beautiful gifts to give you. And this week, in addition to the gifts, we're sending you Living Amazed with all the incredible things happening that a shy person, somebody many times nobody knew, changed everything for a person, a family, a community, even cities, even nations. We're going to send it to you to say thanks this week because I want you to get into it. Please, right now, go online, call that number, Thank you so much. Remember, it's the last week. We need to hear you. We need to know what you're going to do. We need to hear from you. Please.
Waterborne illness is a killer that strikes the most vulnerable. For many impoverished families, the death of a child is the tragic result of having no choice but to drink contaminated water. But with your help, they won't have to make this choice ever again. Mission Water for Life provides clean, fresh drinking water for thousands of children and their families, giving them a life free from the fear of death. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish 350 water wells this year. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 children. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10. $72 will provide for 15. And $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift, we'll send you Bible Promises for Life, the ultimate handbook to everything God guarantees you in His Word, and a powerful resource that will give you the confidence to face life's troubles. With your gift of $100 or more, please request the I Will Give You Rest throw. It's a reminder of our Savior's promise of rest to those who trust in His grace and love. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well. And you may request our new inspiring bronze sculpture, Let the Children Come. This is the last week. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
Remember, it is the last week. Bible Promises for Life. This is absolutely a tremendous encouragement. The beautiful throw, I Will Give You Rest, and the bronze, Let the Children Come to Me. And this week, for everyone who gives a gift, we'll send you this. I want you to write down your dreams, the dreams you've seen come true and you'd like to see come true in the lives of your children, but then do this. Write down what you think God's dreams are. And ask Him, how can we make them come true? Would you do that? Thank you so much. God is blessing you, and you are blessing others.
Tomorrow, artist Ann Nielsen answers God's calling.
I sent a picture to my sister, and I said, what do you think? And she said, I think you found your voice.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.